My name is Jeremy Dennis. I am a contemporary fine art photographer and a tribal member of the Shinnecock Indian Nation in Southampton, New York. In my work, I explore Indigenous identity, culture, and assimilation. I was one of 10 recipients of the 2016 Dreamstarter Grant from the national nonprofit organization Running Strong for American Indian Youth. Most recently, I received the Creative Bursar Award from Getty Images in 2018. To continue my series titled Stories. Stories is a photo series I began in 2013 that features Indigenous oral stories and creation legends, largely based on the Algonquin tradition and my heritage of being Shinnecock. Using photography to reimagine these timeless stories, it allows my heritage to become something tangible and highlights the importance of knowing where we came from and our connection to this earth. For Surreal Histories, I presented The Woman of Stone from 2017 and The Girl Chenu No. 2 from 2016, which both deal with themes of transformation. With the theme of the show, I thought of The Woman of Stone as it tells the story of a woman who was transformed into stone, and as the story goes, you can still see that stone today. While The Girl Chenu is a story of love gone wrong and sacrifice. For Indigenous people, history and legacy are so critical as it anchors us to where we are today and the issues we face and aim to overcome. As a Shinnecock tribal member, and more generally as a Native American, our issues revolve around land use, the environment, sustainability, and self-governance. I like to look at history to see how we arrived to where we are today, and by using Indigenous creation stories, it creates a foundation to build up from. One of my driving forces and motivations behind this series comes from my personal experience growing up on the Shinnecock Indian Reservation in Southampton, New York. I think that because of how small our physical territory is and how affluent the surrounding community is, I had felt issues of self-worth, aimlessness, and the sense of belonging outside the reservation growing up. Early in my visual arts career, I questioned how art might help us realize our purpose and connection with others. Looking at art history, so much of what we think and see as art relates to spirituality and religion as a basis for our being here. In the Northeast, I was unaware of other Indigenous religious representations in art, so I tried creating images from some of the stories I was inspired from, using traditional regalia, and at times self-portraiture and working with volunteers to make the images possible. After many years of working on the series, people who normally wouldn't see their lives being related to Indigenous themes found a way to connect with us, and that reaction of acknowledgement was powerful for me to keep going with the work.